Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Real talk, lots and lots and lots of votes to count. It's Decision 2020. It's the post-special election coverage show. Listen, like 2 days after we have voted, we are still counting the votes and we're here with you. Listen, no decision yet. So we're going to put away our tissues for now, but we do extend our arms out to you for a hug. Because some of you are very frustrated. You're protesting in the streets. You're banging on the door at the counting office. Listen, breathe. We got to count the votes. There's lots and lots and lots and lots of votes that you and apparently the president of the United States don't understand. There's a process, folks. All the way live from Charlotte, hanging out with me. T.M. Hyman here in ATL is CeeLo Boston. What's going on?
How do you do? Good morning in the afternoon.
We're here. Very exhausting last few days. We were here on Monday, pre-election, encouraging folks to go out who had not gone out. We were here election day. And now we're here after the election, just waiting around like everybody else. We're not as angry as the president. We're not as angry as the president. Go sit down, right, Mr. Grumpy Man.
Yeah, they say he's been in a really bad mood. I bet.
Yes, I think.
He can't even call the electoral... Like, he can't even call that a close run because, that's not close at all. I think, Joe got less than 20 to get. It's close.
I mean, right now, the only thing that is not looking good for Joe right now might be Arizona. He's losing traction in Arizona, which is not a big deal because he's gaining traction in Georgia. By decimal points, and he's gaining traction in Philly, by Philadelphia, by decimal points. Pennsylvania, how about that?
Arizona has some meaning right now.
Because of Philadelphia. Trump was like at 56% on Tuesday, and now that has been diminished in a major way. I want to say it's maybe... Yeah, it's much closer.
Let's get 50,000.
Much closer,
let's
right?
50,000 votes, yeah.
Listen, the battleground states absolutely went to work this year. I mean, it's all about, so you got Wisconsin, who the president is already challenging, filed a lawsuit. Michigan, he's already filed a lawsuit. Both places, Biden appears to have won. It's all coming down to Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. Who would have ever thought that Georgia would have become a silent battleground state? They call it the sleeper battleground state.
God, you see how close that is, though? That is like...
Unbelievable.
Not within thousands. Like,
and the votes are still coming in. The votes are still coming in. Hey, on Monday night, you talked about Charlotte flipping. Let's do a rewind back to Monday night. Check it out.
Well, it's a lot of people here. It's a lot of agriculture here. There's a lot of there are a lot of Republicans here. But I think that people got tired of how he how Trump handled our financial situation, and we're a financial city here in Charlotte. I know that they have come here to like numerous times. Like they've been here like what, 3 times in the last 2 weeks, just trying to, you know, drum up that support so that the state doesn't get
broke.
Because I think they, you know, because a lot, and then too, you know, a lot of seniors are here. They, you know, that's key for him. But I don't think he's gonna get it this time. I think we are gonna flip.
The results are not in yet, though. The results for North Carolina not quite in yet, which is interesting. But it does not look like you all are going to flip. It looks like it's going to remain a red state.
Sorry about that,
Boston. Yeah, but then you got to start all over. We heard nothing that you said, Boston.
Because we have until the 13th. For the final absentee ballot counting.
Gotcha. Is that next Tuesday or Wednesday? Next Wednesday?
That is actually next Friday. I mean, next Friday.
Next Friday. Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Because it has to be postmarked, you know, and received prior to that time, and they still have to count them out. So, I mean,
gotcha.
We had someone today that was on the news because she said she was turned away from the polling place because she had received the absentee ballot. But and something about they wouldn't let her vote, and she ended up having to she was a senior, so that's what made it, you know, even worse. And she was partially blind, so she got like a lot of people to back her up to allow her to vote. But then you have people questioning, okay, well, how did you receive an absentee ballot, but not, you know, why didn't you do it that way? I don't see the big deal in it. I mean, if you receive one and then still choose to go in and vote, I don't see the big deal. But I see the big deal if you've already voted by absentee ballot,
yes,
and then try to come in, you know, it should automatically get back.
And you're spot on with that. There shouldn't have been an issue based on what I understand, because there's processes in place to make sure that a ballot
is not
counted twice for an individual. And so as long
exactly.
as the person had not already went and voted, the ballot was pretty much unofficial.
Correct. Right, but it was just the fact that she had to drum up so much.
They were pushing people away
who were
naive. Yeah, who were
right.
naive enough to just go home, you know.
Go home, right, but she wasn't. She said, no, you can't discriminate against me, or, you know, well, that's what she took it as initially, is that they were trying to discriminate against her. But it came down to where it was about the voting process itself. But yet and still, we have things in place for that, you know. But my point is, she shouldn't have had to make that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shouldn't have happened.
That big of a deal.
She shouldn't have
that
had
big
to,
of a deal.
Yeah, gather the people, you know.
Yeah. One person, one vote. Everybody, one person, one vote. That's why your vote is so important. That's why you can't sit on the sidelines. Do you all see what happened? This is a sign. This is a sign that the process actually works.
It works, right.
This is a sign. Listen, the president of the United States is an interesting person.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting, because about an hour ago, he took to the airwaves, and he was pretty much trying to pummel Americans who have volunteered their time to count millions, hundreds of millions of votes.
Yes.
Hundreds of millions of votes. The man wants Pennsylvania to stop counting the votes.
At all costs.
Arizona and Nevada to keep counting the votes.
Right.
Mr. President, first of all, we need you to learn how the branches of government work and the process in which you're participating. You should at least know the rules, sir. You should at least know the rules. Ladies and gentlemen, you are in tune to the Social Lab with myself and Madam CeeLo Boston, coming to you live out of Atlanta. She's live out of Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. And clearly, our democracy is being tested. There's no question that our democracy is being tested. The most interesting thing is, though, it's being tested by the commander-in-chief of the nation.
Right.
We've just never seen anything like this before. We've never seen anything like this before. The fate of the presidency really in America is kind of hanging in the balance right now.
Right. Well, we got,
just
we kind got the blue walls up.
Hanging in the balance.
The blue walls are definitely up.
They're up. They appear to be strong.
Yay. Yay.
And
Nevada is actually showing Biden leading at this present time.
He's been holding on to it for he's been holding on. He's been holding on. Mm. However,
Arizona and Nevada.
I think he may. Well, he's leading in Arizona, but Trump continues to creep as they bring in these last loads of ballots. These last few loads have had Trump at 17% or higher each time, which increased his percent. But it's okay because the one thing about it is, listen, if Trump does not get Pennsylvania or Georgia, he will not be able to clinch the 270.
Right.
He will not. So Trump only has one path. Biden has two paths right now. You know, Biden can take Nevada, can take Arizona. If he takes Georgia after Wisconsin and Michigan, I want to say I think with those three, he's in there without even needing Pennsylvania.
Yeah, because like I said, it's not even, it's like 17 points. Not, you know, yeah, that's all he needs is 17. To cross over that marker. And that's, and what I was asking you about on the ballot side about, like, how the electoral votes, because, like, for Maine, how Joe Biden got 3 out of the 4 electoral votes. But, like, in Nebraska, Trump got 4 out of 5. But I understood, like, you were saying, like, that based off of, like, how some points go to the Senate and then some go to that president.
I didn't quite understand it. I thought I heard something about the Senate when they mentioned it yesterday regarding Maine. And I used to live in Bath, Maine. So I remembered a little bit, but I was so young. I can't remember why it's broken out that way. But it's two states.
I'm gonna have to do some research.
Only two that have those rules.
Yeah, because those are the only two that seem to be split like that.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because I've never heard that before. I've never heard that before. Decision 2020 is in high gear right now, folks. Biden closes in on the presidency. It looks like he's closing the gap significantly in Pennsylvania. So, again, who would have thought, that Georgia would have come down to a true battleground state? On Monday, we were joking Florida, asking folks to extend their hands out in Florida, pray for Florida. And I remember Shioma saying, listen, don't pray for us, pray for Pennsylvania, because they're going to be the Florida in this election. She said that.
Right.
And oh boy, did that pan out to be the case. Florida got it right this time. And Pennsylvania is taking their time. They want to make sure they absolutely get it right. Hey, let's flash back to
remember our unfortunate election between who was the presidency with the hanging and pregnant chads?
That was Bush and Gore.
That was a Bush. That was oldest Bush, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that was
so. We definitely
I
hate to be back
that.
In a situation like
and
that.
And so, Florida, listen, Florida,
Pennsylvania,
listen, Florida. Well, wait. Before we get to Pennsylvania, let's talk. Everybody, look at Florida. Everybody, reach their hand out. Everybody across the world, wherever you are in the country, reach your hand in the direction of Florida.
Of Florida.
And we're gonna pray for Florida right now. Right, because for some reason Florida always mucks it up, you know, and we're just gonna pray that Florida is gonna get it right tomorrow night, okay? And we're gonna go down to Florida since we are praying for Florida. We might as well go on down to Florida.
Yes,
we're talking to Shiona. Shiona out of Clearwater, Florida, correct?
St. Petersburg, Florida. I've been everywhere.
St. Petersburg, Florida. A lot of people like to go to Miami. You know, a lot of people like to go to Tampa. But listen, if you have not seen beautiful sands until you've been to Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Yes,
that's true. The white sand.
Beautiful.
But anyway,
white
don't
sand.
Distract me, though. I don't think Florida needs prayer.
Well,
I know you've been praying for us.
Yes, you do. Absolutely.
I think we figured it out. Like, I think for the midterm 2 years ago, we worked out the kinks. This election will go smoothly. Maybe Pennsylvania needs your prayer. They'll be the Florida of 20
years. I like your optimism.
But we worked it out I believe we'll have the result by maybe 11 p.m. tomorrow. Florida will have the result.
Ooh, you're
so
very
that's my old. Prediction.
You're very
But on
not,
the
not
on the pessimistic, realistic side. Yeah.
You're predicting that Florida is going to do it better than the rest of the country. Oh.
Yes,
okay.
sir. Yes,
we
sir.
First time for everyone.
Yes. But on the pessimistic side, I think this is a red state. Just like it went on 2016, it's going for Trump.
Yes.
Spot on. Red state, for sure.
For sure, the bright red.
with no hanging chads and no drama. Congratulations, Florida. You got it right.
This time. Right. It was the first time for everything, though. We got that.
You said that. First time for everything. Congratulations, America. Listen, I'll tell you. You know, I'm a proud Democrat, okay? Not that Democrats are any better than Republicans. But I'm a proud Democrat. I like what Democrats stand for the most part. You know, there's shenanigans in all parties. There's shenanigans in all people. But I am standing more proud as an American and an American representing a process that is not completely dismantled. It may be broken. It may be extremely fractured, right? But it works based on the people who participate. And we showed up as a people and participated. And I believe holistically we renewed the strength of our process. Again, congratulations, America.
It's in process.
Truly feel that way. Truly feel that way. Why did people show up the way that we showed up, Madam Boston? Why did we show up?
Being tired of watching. I'll say probably for the people who didn't vote the last time, probably got up to vote the change or try to be the change that we say we want to see. I think that's why people show up.
Be the change you want to see.
Yeah, you know, because, again, we can talk all day, but if we don't show up and do something, then our talking is for nothing. Like, you got to show up.
You got to show up. Yeah, you got to show up.
You really don't have credibility if you don't show up. For sure. Now this is what does have me confused, because we are sitting here waiting for the results for the presidency. However, my governor already said, you know, thank you, I won. And I'm like, how do you say thank you, I won? I mean, even though, yes, I did vote for him, I still don't see how you say thank you, I won, when our votes are still out. Like,
maybe
how
based
are
on the
gubernatorial
numbers,
races, but how are the gubernatorial races, you know, how can they be called if we're still waiting on the presidential?
Because the states are actually able to, when you say call it, it was called on election day. So
yeah.
Based on the actual margins, it's all based on the margins, right? They could actually call it for certain candidates in certain races based on the actual margins. And if they push it to the elections office and they certify it, they can go ahead and push it on to the secretary. And that's how the Secretary of State, and that's how some races could get certified while we're still waiting on the presidential race.
Gotcha. Because if they've the gap is large enough between the candidates.
Correct.
Say,
if the margin is large enough, yeah. See, if there's no opposition. If there was opposition to the fact that, you know, he had won, you know, the person really can't announce until the other has conceded. And I had actually watched a couple of successions take place in races across the country. Although I'll say this, I expected Democrats to really acquire way more seats than it looks like we're going to acquire.
Yeah.
Specifically, there's a huge race here in Georgia with Reverend Warnock from Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Martin Luther King used to preach. He's running up against Kelly Loeffler, I believe, who was appointed by Kemp here in the state. And so, you know, the president wasn't necessarily a fan of Kelly Loeffler. He wanted Doug Collins, who's another senator here, but all of them ultimately were going head to head in a senatorial race. So there's going to be a runoff between Warnock and Loeffler in January, because you had to get 50% or more in order to actually win the race on Tuesday night. So a lot going on. A lot going on across the country, folks. It's 9:24. You're in tune to the Social Lab Team on the radio. We're hanging out with Madam CeeLo Boston live out of Charlotte. I'm coming to you live out of Atlanta tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, call us up. Give us your comment. I mean, are you frustrated just having to wait, or do you get it? Nevertheless, we'd love to hear from you. Boston, before we go any further, talk to the people about your book. Congratulations.
Ooh. Oh, well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Well, good people, Between God and Best Friends is my latest project by Madam CeeLo Boston. And It is a book of poetry. It's short, sweet, to the point. Touch on abuse, life, love, healing, motherhood. There's a little something in there for everybody. So it's not just a female geared, which is nothing wrong with that, but it's not just relatable to women. It's relatable to men, women, and children. So I've seen for myself. So you get out there. It's $4.99 out there on Amazon. And you can check out my page, Madam Boston, on Facebook. And, yeah, get you a copy. Buy, share, download. Yeah.
Yeah, not only get you a copy, get a copy for a friend or two or three. It's a good read. And if you want to go on a roller coaster of emotions, and if you want to, you know, reach inside of, you know, a couple's heads, you know, when you just kind of wonder, I just wonder what you're thinking. This book is for you. This book is for you. Like right now, right? I mean, we need to pause for the cause, you know, really curl up in the corner somewhere and fly away, right? Just let our imagination fly away. This is absolutely a good book for you. Madam, what inspired this project?
Surviving life is what, that was the motivation for the project, because the pieces that are in the project were written in my most quiet states, like in the midst of the times where I had no idea what I was doing, going at all, but for whatever or however I could, I put it on paper, and it made it make sense to me. It made life make sense after writing it down. And so I selected those pieces that really were not just life-changing for me, because, again, I've used, you know, some of my poetry to relate to my nieces, nephews, friends of mine, hell, strangers at times, depending, you know. It's relatable because it is, like you said, you can really explore a lot of emotions just in one poem. And maybe it has to do with me being bipolar. I haven't the slightest idea, sir. But what I do know is that you will definitely get a climax and a resolution to each poem, for sure.
And that's all we're looking for. We're looking for climaxes, cow,
and resolution.
Between God and best friends. Between God and best friends.
Because
God and best friends, folks, only $4.99. Again, get one for yourself and a couple of friends. It's a great read.
Yo, Gangali in the building, all fruits ripe. You done know we got real talk with real people in these real times going on up here in the social lab with TM Hyman Radio. Yeah.
So, little mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling out a word today, I'm out of place. Sick, you ain't ever done it on the any in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shook. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, little mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm out of place. Sick, you ain't ever done it on the innie in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shit. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. The way you move your body, sort of like a snake did. Ooh, girl, you ain't nothing to play with. Every time I get a piece of you, I savor it. I can't deny you my favorite. All I can eat when you catering. Can't get enough of your flavoring. Girl, you the best, no debating it.
Ain't nothing left over, I ain't saving shit. Hey, I want it right now. Headlights special with the top down. They watching now, give them something to talk about. They can put on my shoe, but they can't walk them out. Shorty won't give me two, they cost a couple thousand. You ain't got it to get it, so what you talk about? How they play my position and know it hold her down. And every time that I eat it, I go a couple rounds. Talk, little mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the any in the spaceship. And he got your body bending, looking like you shake shit. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling off a word today, I'm about to play sick. You ain't never done it on the indie in the spaceship. Indie got your body bending, looking like you shake shit. OMG, girl, you don't make sense.
I taste it, I'm a plumber, I lay pipe, I do maintenance. The mother niggas ain't this, they just make shit. Five poodle lace shit, roll up, mix a wrench with the girl patient. You been naughty and I'ma give you a spanking. We got no strings attached, this relations. Little talk in your inbox, they be hating. They don't know what we built, they can't break it. I want it right now. Might not make it home, it's the lifestyle. Soon as I doubt, they know you getting piped down. Lifestyle, we ain't running up a white foul. Calm down, baby, don't be hostile. Stop out, full of perky, never tap out. I'ma make you pass out, I'ma make it worthwhile. How you feeling like the first time? Trust me, I know how to work, man.
Talk, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble and jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm out of play sick. You ain't never done it on the any in the spaceship. Any got your body bending, looking like you shake shift. OMG, girl, you don't make sense. So, look, mama, don't be basic. All that talent you got, girl, don't you waste it. The way you wobble it, jiggle, the way you shake it. All that cake, I wanna taste it. I'm calling up a word today, I'm out of play sick. You ain't never done it on the any in the spaceship. Any got your body bending, looking like you shake shift. OMG, girl, you don't make sense.
That's Cap B with Basic. You are listening to TM Hyman Radio Live. We are post-election, keeping y'all up with what's going on in these streets with these politics.
Trying to be patient. Trying to be patient. Yes, we need a decision. Hey, hanging out with us live back from NYC. It's the birthday boy. What's going on, brother? Happy birthday, man.
Ain't nothing to it, homie. Ain't nothing to it. It ain't naked
Say
yet,
James
so it ain't get popping yet.
Hey.
Hey,
what?
We said
James
is in the building.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, always. Oh,
you're
multitasking
over there.
This is what we do, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's why.
Even when I ain't there, I'm there. You know what I mean? Even when I ain't there, I'm there.
Tell us how you managing COVID, because NY blew up. Then y'all got it under control. Then it blew up everywhere right now.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what's going on in New York with COVID?
I mean, it's to a quiet, it's quiet boil right now, man. It was, like I said, when the numbers just started skyrocketing out of everywhere. Yeah, New York, obviously. And the thing I was trying to tell people also, they got to remember that New York, in about, I would say, a 30 to 40 square radius, has about 8 million people in it. So,
right,
just with the sheer statistics of math alone, is going to give us a higher outbreak rate and, you know, case rate and so on and so forth. Not taking nothing away from the severity of the situation. But, you know, I think people kind of lost sight of the fact that in that small populous area holds 80% of the population of New York State.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the next biggest city is Buffalo, and their population is around 250,000. So to drop from 8 million to a quarter million, you know what I mean? You're going to have, you know,
right,
a tight line to straddle and everything like that. But to answer your question, they, you know, people hung in there. You know, it was very quiet, very Hunger Game-ish. Like out here when he was trying to go to the supermarkets, we know when they was trying to crowd control and how many could be in the store at a time. And,
oh,
you know, there's been many times that I had to wake up 6 o'clock in the morning just to get online at 7 to wait online for 2 hours to get in the store at 9. I had to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Just to get one pack of toilet paper, one roll of paper.
Oh, hell no. I took my time. Hell no. No, I shopped. Nigga, I shopped. Like,
right.
Oh,
I got
so there was
cart.
No limit on the toiletries. No limit.
Oh, no, they did, but, I mean, we was good with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to remember, we in New York, baby, so we got accessibility. We got corner stores. We got CVS. We got Rite Aid. You know what I'm saying?
Bodegas everywhere.
Bodegas
yeah.
everywhere. So, you know, if we needed a spot check for a four-pack of toilet paper, you know, I'd go right to Ockenham, right on the corner, throw them $2.50, $3, and we good to go for another couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Until I can get to the store to get me the real deal. So, you know, that's why I really never understood the craze behind it, but then I had to remember who was doing that. It was a lot of our European brothers that wasn't in the hood to have accessibility to those different mom and pop
right.
You know, setups like that. You hear what I'm saying? So they had to go
right.
to the mainstays, the anchor stores, in order to get that stuff done. That's why they was fighting, because they knew they wasn't coming to the hood to get no damn toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Right. So, right. Have you known anybody impacted by COVID?
One of my dudes I went to high school with early on in the season of COVID. I think it was like in April of this year he passed away. He was only a year or two older than me. There was another gentleman from Brooklyn, Ronnie Nelson. Our families were close, you know, from church and just, you know, families in general. He passed away. There was another young lady up in Albany, Lisa Corderbaum, God bless her memory. She passed away like around April or May, something like that from it. So, yeah, there was a few people who I knew personally and through extended family that was affected by it directly. But there was also folks that I knew that had a run-in with it and, you know, bounce back like a champ. You know what I'm saying? Some people said that, you know, it was like a heavy cold, and some people said
right.
that, you know, they lost their smell for a couple weeks or whatever like that. So, you know, you got different results, and I think that's where the people are so hesitant to kind of put a staunch label on it, because the unpredictability of it based on the person's, you know, response to it. Feel me? So, you know, but, you know, at the end of the day, I know people that dealt with it bounced back, and some people that, you know, that didn't deal with it well. But, you know, that's the nature of the beast that we're dealing with right now.
Yeah.
And I think it's like whether you have underlying conditions or not, you know, it depends on how strong your immune system is to
that's
start
with.
You
that's
know, what your body is already fighting on. Because if you have high white cell count, like, yeah, your body's already fighting.
Yeah,
so
everything else is
just, yeah.
Right. Yes. I mean, me personally, me and the family, we was animals. We kind of like not buck the system or went against the grain, but, you know, we did extensive research on what this SARS disease really is, because that's what it really is.
Right.
SARS disease.
SARS, right.
SARS-2 respiratory syndrome. Okay. And it attacks, you know, it attacks the lungs and the tracheal and the bronchial and the breathing orifices of your body and everything like that. So we did our research on it to get, you know, as well informed with the extreme cases of it and just what they know already and how to deal with a virus of this nature. And then once we found out that, you know, as most viruses, it will die when it's exposed to a certain level of heat. The stomach acids kill it, so that's why people, you know, always recommend drink warm beverages. So if it festers and germinates in the nasal cavity, that's why they want you to keep your hands out of your eyes and mouth and nose, so on and so forth, because it could fester in those cavities and then germinate and grow into something that could be potentially dangerous. So knowing those different situations and then listening to other virologists claiming that, you know, the handling of it may have been kind of misconstrued with, you know, staying inside and masking yourself for the time and everything like that, because the body needs to kind of build a natural defense to it, because your immune system is made to defend from foreign substances. So, you know, you should get out there and get some fresh air, get some natural vitamin D, some sunlight, you know, come in contact, not for people that's carriers or whatever like that, but just, you know, your normal stuff, you know, touch, you know what I mean? Open doors or whatever like that, you know what I'm saying? So that your body can build up a defense. Feel me? So that's the approach that we went about it. And again, I got tested in September, and the whole thing cracked down in March, and I've been living the way I've been living. Some people think I should have been, they should have been, you know, reading my last rites to me by now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went out of town a couple times, you know, stayed in hotels, went over people's cribs and stuff like that. Like, you know, long as they knew they wasn't, you know, feverish or nothing like that, and I knew I wasn't, I felt it was all good. And, you know,
and that's why you have to know. You have to know the people that you are around.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It was about groups of people, folks. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it was about it's not even was. It is in the present tense. It is about groups of people, right? You have to give yourself some distance. But the mask. Right, the mask wearing is not necessarily about contracting it as much as it is about you not spreading it, right?
Insane,
and so
right.
folks, as the fate of the presidency in America hangs in the balance, and as Biden closes in on the presidency, we need change, we need leadership. We're talking about 240,000 people who have died because of COVID-19. At this point, we all know somebody who knows somebody, right? And so even if you haven't had it yourself, you know somebody. And if you don't know somebody, you know somebody who knows somebody. It's that close to you.
That's a fact.
It's that close. Healthcare in America is serious game right now. Healthcare. Obamacare, healthcare, private, public, whatever, however, right? Protect yourself, protect your family. On Monday, we were joking, Florida. We were speaking to somebody by the name of Shioma out of St. Pete, Florida. She talked about the difference between having to decide whether to pay your light bill or pay your healthcare bill. Hey, let's rewind to Monday. Check this out. Shioma, share with us your perspective on healthcare.
My perspective is that we don't have an answer to healthcare right now. No side has it, not the Republicans, not the Democrat. But I don't feel like we can address healthcare without addressing the cost of healthcare. My experience when Obamacare, Affordable Care Act came out, of course I ran and signed up for it. But the problem with Affordable Care Act is that the premiums are still very expensive. The deductibles, like for me, then my premium was like about $300 a month, like $298 a month. And then the deductible was $6,000. And then 80-20 plan. Of course, I didn't have $6,000 sitting in the bank waiting for me to get sick so that I can pay the deductible. But the only thing that makes Affordable Care Act affordable is if you are on some sort of government assistance, then they will take that $300 monthly premium and give you a credit towards it, and it becomes like $19, $20. But if you're not on a government assistance and you're just in the middle class trying to work and make ends meet, then you're stuck with that $300 a month bill and $6,000 deductible. And for me, that was very frustrating. And because at the end of the month, every month, if you're struggling to pay your bill, you have to make a decision. Do I pay my light bill this month or keep paying this $300 a month for health insurance that I may or may not need?
And she's right in that, because she's not by herself in that. I know she was stating, you know, after that, that she's no longer, you know, in that position anymore. But she's not alone in that. I mean, even before the Affordable Care Act, people were, you know, older people were trying to choose between their medicine and whether they were going to eat or not. That should not be our system of things at any time, regardless of who's president. I think it's sickening, especially for people who
work.
But
it's real.
Right.
It's real, right? I mean, she's talking about health care. But, I mean, come on. I mean, if we want to just, like, talk about it, right, when you talk about economics, right, I mean, you have people who trying to figure out whether they're going to put gas in their car or whether they're going to eat lunch today.
Right.
I mean, it's real in America, ladies and gentlemen. And the difference is who is running the country. You know, we can't have people running the country who only look out for the 1%, right, or just the top of America. We got to balance this out a little bit. We at least got to continue to grow the middle class, because that's where we're most, I think, in danger. I'm a part of the middle class, and the middle class is getting, you know, it seems like we're shrinking every year. And again, either you're getting pushed up or you're getting pushed down.
And we
need to grow the middle class altogether. So it's not necessarily a rat race to get pushed up or down. But if we grow the middle class, and how do you grow the middle class? You grow the middle class through jobs and through education, right? And through upward mobility. And folks, that comes through our taxpaying dollars, right? And it comes through the decisions that we make to participate in the process. I think what we're experiencing right now is a sign that the process might be working. Sabe, I know you have a lot of thoughts things.
I don't know how much time you got left in the show, brother man. Because
we don't have enough time for you to even go with it. Open up the can. We don't want you to open up that can.
Okay,
but,
so I'm gonna keep the can away. But I'm gonna look at it and I'm gonna tell you what it says. I'm gonna look at it. I'm gonna tell you what I'm reading from.
And so feel free.
For situations like that, be honest with you, health care or rent or whatever like that, I'm choosing rent every day. Because I'm going to tell you why. Healthcare is
absolutely
something that should be afforded to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to sit up here and pigeonhole myself for something that should be an inalienable right for me at this point. Rent, I get that. It's business. You want a place to stay, you gotta earn your keep. I get that part. But if I have a situation that I'm dealing with because of, you know, some can say carelessness at the top, and others can say from, you know, other moving agendas that people don't want to admit to right away, you know, then I shouldn't pay the penalty for
What do you mean by that? Don't want to admit to right away.
The agenda? That's what I'm saying. That's why I said I can't open that can of worms. That's a whole other show. I have so many thoughts, and I'm dead ass. Like when I'm saying,
I got you.
Almost
want to say open up the can, but no.
I'm saying, if you ain't got the time limit, don't do it. Don't do it, because we're not gonna do this. We're not gonna do this for any good. You know what I'm saying? It's not gonna do your listeners any good, fam. We literally took up an hour and a half, almost 2 hours on my show, Transmitting Live from Mars, airing Monday and Wednesdays on Blog Talk Radio, 9 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/TLFM. not in competition with TM Hyman Radio, but in complementary style. Okay.
Yeah, right.
We talk about that. We talk about this the other side of the page. Like, people will read one side of a page and then don't turn it around to see the rest of the story. We talk about the rest of the story all through our show. We have the conversations that are uncomfortable. We have the conversations that are quoted. You know me, brother, I was a conspiracy corner on your show. All
right?
We address
bring it back to the point that you was making
What I'm saying is, if something happened to me due to negligence of the higher ups, I don't feel like I should have to pay out my nose to help fix me for something that they contributed in doing that could have been avoided. Whether it's in direct response
accountability.
To what we had
accountability.
Going. Accountability. Why should I pay for your accountability? Literally, pay for it. I'm not talking about physically who told. I'm talking about financially through my ducats. Why should I pay for your negligence? So, you know what I'm saying? For all these cats that's out there getting unemployment, keep getting unemployment, fam. You know what I'm saying? By the time they paid up, did something good for you. I'm all about that, man. Make this government hold their feet to the fire, damn it. If it's available for you to do it, and it's well within your constitutional rights, you will not get thrown in tax jail over it through the IRS. Do it.
The flip side of that is this, right? The flip side of that, and I'm not gonna disagree with
right.
leverage and get whatever you can as long as you can. But I will add, get it as fast as you can, right? Because understand
Absolutely.
This when you're dealing with the government. You have requirements which put limitations on you, right? And so when you have requirements and limitations, you have control. So,
right.
Anytime you dibbling and dabbling, with the government and benefits, I describe it as a drug a little bit, right? Because,
absolutely.
You can get comfortable, with it, and just like you can get comfortable with cocaine and crack, you know what I'm saying, and alcohol and anything
right.
else, right? Because we can become addicted to anything. It's
right.
like an addiction. And it becomes a cycle. So my thing is this, get money. You started off saying, right? I mean, you want to get it. How we built to get it, right? Anyway, but we got to learn how to build and structure.
That's a fact.
Get the resources. Let me put it in a 1-2-3 kind of action plan, for you. You get the money. Like a stimulus check, like a lot of people did. I didn't get one. Wish I had her. As a matter of fact, I thought I was going to get one before I knew the rules. I had already spent it, and then I found out I wasn't even getting it. How about that, you Hey, but this is the deal. You get the money. You invest the money. You make it work for you.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. You get the resources, whatever it is. You get the housing.
Yes.
You get the food
yep.
stamps, whatever it
yep.
is. You get it
yep.
so that you can become self-sufficient, make it work for you,
yep.
move on.
Yep.
But you got to be careful. Right. You got to be careful. You got to be careful because guess what? A comfort zone is easy to create. It's hard to climb
it's
out.
It's hard to get out of. That's
a
fact.
Comfort
right. That's a
zone. Let me repeat
That's
that. A comfort zone is easy to mm-hmm. create. And how do you create a comfort zone? By letting somebody pay your rent for you,
do it
for low
you.
Rent.
By letting them do it, for
it,
you.
It, set,
yep.
it sets the expectation that your rent is going to always be low. That's not realistic.
Right.
Nature.
That's not realistic.
Preach.
So you can't set yourself up for failure. You have to set yourself up for success. You know what I'm saying? And it starts with faith, folks. Faith, 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 faith in yourself. Listen, the reason why a lot of people and I'm not talking about people who are conscious, because that's a whole different thought process and set of reasoning. But a whole lot of people can't believe and have faith in the process because they don't have faith in anything. They don't have faith
right.
in themselves.
Self or nothing.
They don't have faith in their surroundings. You know what I'm saying? They just don't have faith. So how can you expect somebody to have faith in a process when they just don't have faith? Hey, Gina on Tuesday night, or it could have been Monday. I don't know what. No, was Gina with us Monday night, Tuesday night? Stay.
Not Tuesday night. No.
Wasn't Tuesday.
So,
because I was on with y'all Tuesday.
Let's do this rewind from Monday night where Gina talked about not having that much faith in the process.
I'm trying to have more faith in the process, but when you see unnecessary fear and misuse of information embedded in a campaign where you're at the same token trying to encourage people, like I said, to have faith in the process. This whole thing with the mail ballots and, you know, him saying that the mail is going to be, or the, you know, the election is rigged and it's crooked, it's like placing that type of fear and anxiety in an already kind of volatile election process in time
right.
is just so unnecessary to me. And it just...
It's manipulation.
It absolutely is. I'm hoping, like Yoma said, hopefully we will have a decision. I'm not going to say as early as 11 tomorrow, but we'll have a decision before the end of the week.
Oh, jeez. I don't think I can take the suspense and the anxiety anymore. I feel like I want to go away, bury my head in the sand somewhere, and just wait till after the fact.
I feel like it's going to drag on like a bad Tyler Perry movie or television show, you know, where the whole season is based on one day in the life of the characters, but it just goes on for 7 weeks. Like,
and never
stops. Oh, God.
That was a great parallel.
Listen, fear will taint your faith. Fear will cause you to shrink back and not have faith, specifically if you are in enough fearful situations. And if the situation brought you some pain or if you got hurt, you definitely, you know what I'm saying, way more fearful than you would be, which decreases your faith. I get it. Life sometimes beats us down. People beat us down. What are we dealing with right now, even in the leader, right, running the country? Like, who would have ever thought it? Like, after having a president that was so dignified, like Mr. Obama, right? But this is our reality. We cannot ever allow fear, right? Fear. False evidence appearing real. To keep us from rising to the top. You feel me?
For sure.
Don't do it.
It's a fact. But that's, and again, that I believe that is part of the agenda from the elite.
Indeed.
To keep the fear
Indeed.
In place so that you can be controlled. That, not saying you particularly, but I just mean the people can be controlled. When you fear enough, it's easy to let somebody think for you. And that's what they depend on.
Yeah.
This media keeps you in constant fear of an outcome that is unfavorable to your narrative. So in order to kind of neutralize that, they think for you on what you should do if you encounter a certain situation. That sheep mentality, and that
right.
is what the agenda is fighting to maintain.
Right.
Because it's almost taking away that accountability, though, you know?
Actually, no, that's the whole reason why. That's
yeah.
the whole reason why they do it, so they don't have to be accountable. You guys are scared enough to listen to what we got to say, so you can't hold us to the fire, because if you thought for yourself, then you would have did certain things. Being
right.
that you don't, you look to us to tell you that you're sick, and then you come to us to tell you that, you know, here's the cure. You can't hold us accountable.
Right.
It's a sick cycle, man. It's a sick cycle. I get called all types of names for pointing that out to people. I don't get it.
But it's the thing, because it's whatever their reality is, you know, and then that's what the thing
Facts.
That where consideration comes in.
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, because that's where, like, I guess the anger has to subside, because you can get angry at people for not, you know, understanding or not
and
understanding, you
and
know?
I used to a whole lot, but
I'm
just saying it's a PSA style or whatever, you know, I know you guys are about to close the show out, but it seems like we're
good, brother. We running.
Okay.
Just running.
It seems like we're getting to a moment in society, in societal culture, where if it's not said or shown on the news, then it's not considered.
Right.
And that's the sad part. That's a sad state to be in. That's taking away the ability for a person to think for themselves. Do you understand how deep that rabbit hole goes? If it's not said on the news, it's not considered to be true. Think about that.
It has unfortunately become that way.
Yeah.
It has absolutely become that way.
So what are we to do with the thinkers and the readers and the researchers of the world? They automatically get discredited.
We
got
to get back to
why?
Normal. You know, we got to get back to some sense of normal, right? Because what we're dealing with right now is just not normal. Right? I mean, just as it relates to the fabric of our nation, who we are, right? And the fact that, you know, even the rhetoric that came forth tonight, like, came forth, like, out of, like, the most sacred house on this sacred land. You know what I'm saying? Like, if we really want to get down to it and start talking like, you know, the originators. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop playing. Stop playing. I mean, even though, absolutely, from our perspective, they were all slave masters, indeed, but not today. You're certainly not the slave master, the chief slave master in charge. No, sir. This is 2020, right? You can't take us back, but so far, we have to be able to draw a line in the sand. So to your question, what are we to do? Right. You need people, one, to stand up. And that's what just happened. That's what just happened. Like, no one has ever gotten as many votes right now as Biden with a popular vote. Nobody in the history of America.
Oh, because Georgia, y'all kicking ass out there in Georgia. I tip my hat to y'all out there. Y'all kicking ass.
We about to flip the state. We about to flip the state, right?
Crazy.
But understand why. Understand why. It's because of what they did to our dear sister Stacey Abrams just last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They kind of put their foot in their mouth with that one. Yeah.
Listen, you have people who mobilizing, who standing up. I asked CeeLo this question, and say, I'm gonna ask you the same question, right? Why did so many people come out to vote? What was it? What did it? Why did we come out to vote and not just vote? We went out early. Why? COVID, certainly.
I'm gonna tell you my explanation. Black people are an emotional species. So if you smack our mama, even if our mama was wrong, if you smack our mama, we're going to emotionally respond.
Oh yeah,
we're right? gonna kick your ass.
We're gonna kick ass. We're gonna first. Do that.
If
we can
smack my mama,
get you back.
I'm gonna kick
you
your ass if you smack
I don't care
my
if she was wrong. I don't care if she was wrong. She could have hit you with a goddamn car, but she may not have seen you because she got a cataract.
Exactly.
And
right.
you may not have known that. And you go hold up and smack her, I'm going to drag your ass up and down the street. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think that was the initial response. I think we've been watching, as a people, more slaughtering, more public lynching happen with no, the word you used earlier, T, accountability. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing almost, like I said in the last time that I called into your show, that there has been an exhuming in disproportionate values of these closet racists and emboldening and empowering of that ideology of white supremacy manifested through these individuals that buy into that thought process. Follow me? So,
but
with that being said, we're seeing the physical manifestation of an unseen hand that has been dictating the circumstances for us as a community for centuries now, right? And
right.
being that we have opportunity to, quote-unquote, change it through the democratic process, I think we're trying to do this the best way we can with all kind of sovereignty involved that has a peaceful resolve. But I'm going to say this. The pot is on high, and it's coming to a slow boil. And you know when you put that
Agreed.
Macaroni in, when the water's boiling, you try to put that lid back on, what happens to that lid? That shit jumps off. It pops off because there's too much going on under there.
Right.
So I point right now. I think we're trying to exercise a democratic process in the most peaceful manner by exercising our right to vote and try to get this manifestation of white supremacy out of the leadership seat.
Yeah.
But if in some way, shape, or form this thing flips around and blows up in our face, then we're going to have to revisit this conversation. Then we're going to have to revisit this conversation.
It's possible.
That's what I'm saying. We're going to revisit it then.
Yeah. No,
I think
what
that's what it was. It was an emotional
was
response.
Very, very, very eloquently stated. You know, I think at the end of the day, it is about aligning our values and our beliefs as best we can, because there are no perfect candidates, folks. This is politics. And clearly, this leader has shown us the epitome of politics. When you say that a politician lies, listen.
Oh my gosh.
He is
he
a walking liar. A walking liar.
Man, I think
but I'll say this.
More privileged than politics. I'll say more privileged than politics.
Yes, absolutely. But see, that's the difference. See, America wanted a difference coming out of that the whole, you know, Hillary tobacco. The whole Obama Hillary tobacco. America wanted a difference. So we signed this guy up. A lot of people are very remorseful, and that's what we're seeing in this process, right? We're talking about, you know, white women in the suburbs who have turned their back, right? They said they made a mistake. See, that's the kind of accountability we need in America. See, the kind of accountability we need in America, see, we don't need you to do anything special. What we need you not to do is to be complicit in a situation that you know is wrong. Because if you don't speak up and say something about it, you just as wrong as the person.
As the person,
you
right.
can't sit complicit. We're talking about diversity and inclusion. We're talking about equity, right? Not inequity. Listen, racism, we know we can't get rid of racism. This country was established on racism.
Established.
We get it. We just want you to finally acknowledge it, right? Because it seems for years like some of y'all just didn't know. Or the idea is that was 400, 500 years ago. Get over it.
Right, ain't nothing still going on.
We can get over it when balanced. When it's balanced, when the playing field is balanced. We're talking about those 40 acres in that mule, folks. That's what we're looking for.
I'll say we can get over it when you tell them Jews in Frankfurt to get over it.
Right.
How
and
about
is that?
Great
tell
point.
You keep that same energy with them. Tell them to get over it. I dare.
Right.
And what's the difference? What's the difference, right? Because, you know, I think that, listen, that's a heavy conversation, folks. And see, he said he wasn't going to open up the can of worms, but he opened it up anyway, right? He opened it up anyway. I'll say this regarding this, folks. The point that I connect with regarding that statement, right? When you talk about the Holocaust, and I don't even want to go there because I've never talked about the Holocaust in a conversation in my life, and I don't know anything about it. I didn't say I didn't know about it. I said I've never talked about it, right? Not my place, because I think it was that significant. But I'm going to say this in response to your comment. I don't think that was any different than our folks being on the bottom of ships coming across oceans, right? I'm going to pause that right there because I do believe that is a show that needs to be had, right? I want to say this as we start to wind the show down. There is a process for validating ballots to make sure that no one voted twice, right? Sabe said that we are trying to do this the best that we know how.
Yeah.
Not only are we trying to do this the best that we know how, we did a kick-ass job this week.
Damn right.
It was free, and it was fair. And I said it earlier, I'll say it again. I think it's a sign, right, that the process may be working. But the one key to the process working is the people who participate in the process. Prior to this election, we had never had more than 57% participation in the process. The process is only as good as the people who participate in it. One person, one vote. We got to take it seriously. And it's not just about voting, right? It's a mindset. Because see, when you're conscious and you go out and vote, you're probably conscious in a few other areas in your life. You know what I'm saying? And you take action in a few areas in your life. If you have a mindset where, you know, excuse me, it's like fuck them polls, right? Then you probably had that mindset about a few other things. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
Listen, the glass is always half full. It's never half empty. Somebody who's apathetic to the process has a half full mindset about life. We need you to look at that glass a little different, because it's not half full. Excuse me, it's not half empty, it's half full.
Right.
Half full versus half empty. Listen, it's how you look at life in a positive or negative situation. Again, I'm going to say, like, hands down, congratulations. I feel good about myself regardless. If this did flip and we did have to deal with 45 for another 4 years, the one thing I would feel good about is people stood up and did what they – the best that we could, right? And
right.
Sometimes it don't work out. But sometimes when you do the best you can, sometimes it works out. And I think this is one of them times, folks, where it's going to work out. It's going to work out.
We shall see.
Decision 2020.
I got my popcorn. I got my popcorn.
Decision
no
2020. And listen, well, you might need a few bags. You might need a few
bags. I got a few
bags. The way they talking about stretching these, counting these folks out to next week. Jeez.
Got me a couple of bottles.
But
happy
Dorothy
birthday,
hits
bro.
70, though. Happy birthday, Faye.
And maybe
you.
He can do that tonight. Maybe Pennsylvania is going to call it tonight.
That'd be
I'm telling you, because you already got the same thing as this. He got Arizona in the bag the way the boats is coming in.
Yeah.
Everybody's just watching George Stephen Phillips, Georgia. If he got Arizona in the bag, which they haven't gave him yet, but they should have gave him since yesterday, and Nevada, the gap is widening in Nevada. Those two states are going to give him 270. Now, if he gets Georgia too, that'll just, like, you know, be an extra ha-ha, I'm laughing at you now. We're laughing at you. I'm laughing at you now. Told me I was ugly. I could never crack a smile.
Yeah.
That's all Georgia will be. But he's already in the right, you know, he's already in the right trend to capture the seat. Like I said, I'm not even concerned about that. I had a good feeling that he was going to get the seat anyway, Biden was. But my whole thing is, what's going to happen after? That's the true show
right.
that I want to see.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of like in Baby Boy, when Rodney got out, and you know when he went by the crib, and you thought he killed Jody in front of Peanut Girl crib, right?
Right.
That was the anticlimactic scene right there that kind of grabbed your attention on, oh, snap, there's more that's to this story than this right
well,
here.
Well, they're already lining it up, though. I mean, you spot on with that because, you know, what's next is we saw Biden actually, you know, in a few briefings today getting prepared for the job. And
right.
we also heard about Trump talking about, well, at least Trump advisors talking about, you know, if he loses, he's coming back in 2024.
Oh, really? I didn't hear that.
Then, he will be, 85?
So there you go right there, right? I mean,
you just
described the visual spot on.
Man, it's theater, baby. This is theater at its finest. I don't know what people really think they're watching. I hope they don't think that they're watching real life. This is theater. This is theatrics, histrionics.
I mean, but you have to also think about the personality, right? I mean, you have to think about the personality. I mean, this is somebody who called, you know, losers weak, right? So the
right.
fact that he's about to be a certified one-term loser, right? He's going to come back with the vengeance because what we can say is even if he does, and that's if, because, I won't piss too many people off. If he does not come back, well, you know what? To hell with it. Listen, at the end of the day, his personality, I will say it. He has so many fans and so many followers, right? And at this point, I think even though the Republicans and the Republican Party has not been able to control him, I'm not sure that anybody else can match, you know, can match his fly at the end of the day.
Oh, don't get it twisted. He's a hell of a salesman. Don't let's not forget he's a New Yorker. So he's going to be the ultimate shit talker. He's going to be the ultimate one of those.
I don't know.
So you are.
I don't know who can bring that energy.
You know, there's not going to be much. There's not going to be much that can, like you said, that can match that energy. Even though it
so
was.
Are they, so the question is this: are they going to reject him as even a candidate, right, and find somebody else, or is that energy so high voltage where they would nominate him again? Coming off of this momentum.
Wouldn't be surprised. This is what I'm saying, B. This is theater.
More to come.
This is about ratings at this point, man. This is about ratings at this point, man. They carry this count out 3 days past the actual day now, going into tomorrow. This is about ratings. I guarantee you this.
Well, you know, you can't say that. You can't say it that blatant, right? Like, you have like me and you and our cousins sitting at tables counting ballots.
But I'm gonna
specifically
tell you
here in Georgia.
I'm gonna tell you why. Remember, when all these early ballots came in, what happened? They blocked the opportunity to count them early.
Correct.
I
just want you to balance it out. Understand this.
Okay.
Who blocked it? A Republican ran by Kemp under Trump, right?
Okay.
So the idea was this. He kept telling people, now understand that you got ballots coming from a few different places, right? You got the absentee ballots. You got the mail-in ballots. The mail-in ballots is new.
Mm-hmm.
So the way Democratic leaders tried to open those ballots prior to the election in preparation, they said no. Right? Because what Trump was trying to do, he was trying to keep all of us from using the mail-in ballots. Only the Republicans didn't use the mail-in ballots. Only Democrats really used the mail-in ballots, which is what you're seeing right now.
Right.
So
that's why the flip
happened. They delayed the process, and it backfired on them because all of the ballots that's coming in right now are the Democratic ballots, and that's why it's pushing Biden like it's pushing them. So, yeah, you absolutely right, but understand the process, right? It was like the Democrats was trying to, you know, get ahead, and the Republicans thought they was doing something by shutting it down. They shot themselves
because now
they got us all waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
You can only go so fast. Counting votes, and then on top of the laws, right, they put laws in place to say because of COVID and because of the debacle with the post office that you can get your vote in as late as Friday as long as it was postmarked by Tuesday.
Right.
And then you can start counting your absentee ballots next week. What?
Yeah.
But this is the deal, folks. This is the deal. This is the deal, though. It's always been this way, right? We just never knew because the margins were so wide.
Right.
The margins were so wide, right? People beat people's ass in the races. So when it's a wide margin, there's no need to go through
all
of this.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now I get it.
So,
I totally get it. Like I said, it still makes good theater, though, baby. That's all I'm saying. It still makes good theater.
No,
at the end of
the absolutely. 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 Hey, I totally appreciate the conversations, the feedback, the perspective.
Absolutely.
Folks who have actually called in during this week, man, I don't know where we're going from here. It looks like Biden is closing in on the presidency, and he could be the next president, the 46th president of the United States of America. But who knows? Sabe said it. This thing could flip and shock us all, but we really wouldn't be all that shocked because we've kind of braced ourselves.
Or should we be in shock? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. Wow. You know, we braced ourselves either way. Madam Boston, any closing comments coming live out of Charlotte tonight?
I just would like to say, buy my book. You know, buy it, share it,
pick it up, download.
Between God and Best Friends. I hope Joe Biden wins. And I hope they go ahead and send out that stimulus package that we been waiting on. And
next year, he said.
I hope this
next
stops
year.
Even out. You know, stop
that'd
dropping.
That'd be fun.
You know,
stimulus package would be fun. I thought I had my Forex account. Ladies and gentlemen, learn Forex trading so that you don't have to worry about depending on your system anymore.
You need to hit me, bro. You need to hit me, bro. I've been doing that for like a few months,
I'm hard body with it.
On it.
Hard body with it.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, we in it over here. We in it.
Yeah.
Hey, say, drop
I'm
the show on them one more time. Tell them how they can listen to you, brother.
Yo, man, Transmit Live from Mars, man. That's what we do, man. Say James, Joey, Pete, Midwest Z. We be listening to Pleasure Mondays and Wednesdays, 9 o'clock. We got a Music Mondays, and we have, you know, a semi-serious or a semi-comical show on Wednesdays. We just found out we can call people from my switchboard. So that's a new wrinkle that I'm adding to the repertoire. You don't know who the hell we're going to call from week to week. I might call TM Hyman Radio and throw you guys with all three of us at one point.
Crazy,
you never know. But
hey,
I just found out that feature. It works. I was going to call. I called you yesterday, but I heard the softcore porn music playing. I was like, oh, they ain't even had a show tonight. You know what I'm saying?
No.
So you know I said the softcore porn music. You know that what you saw porn music. You know what I'm saying? So you know, we were gonna call you guys last night and give y'all a shout out last night or whatever to remind y'all to come on over to our side when y'all was done. But we obviously had situations happen. But anyway, long story short, blogtalkradio.com/TLFM, Transmit Live from Mars. You can catch up with me at Save James at Save James on Instagram, on Facebook. I don't do Twitter, but if you want to try me there, be my guest. Save.James@gmail.com if you need some Zoom party for your constituents or whatever like that, because I do DJ. I'm the baddest 90s DJ out there right now that's not named Funk Master Flex. And I'll put my credentials on that. Him or Kid Capri, only two I'll bow down to. Everybody else, I got a fair shot. But yeah, that's what it do. So come rock with us, B. And you can curse on our show. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I didn't say that.
Hey, we appreciate y'all.
It's okay. We good.
Good night,
yo,
everybody.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.